Hey, you guys, this is your host of Pulse Radio, Vanessa Morgan, and I'm here interviewing rock artist from Denver, Colorado, VIP Josh Wood. Hi, Josh.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I have no complaints, nothing.
Sounds awesome. So, Josh, can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself?
Okay. Well, I'm from Denver, Colorado. I'm 32 years old. Actually, I just got out of the halfway house about 2 weeks ago, and I'm getting my life back together. Everything's going great. But, you know, I have to dedicate a lot of my success right now to my music. You know, I focus on that. I put a lot of energy and effort into doing that, and it's really soothing. And it's really good for me, and it keeps my mind in the right frame of mind.
Awesome. That sounds great. I'm glad you're getting everything together, too. And I know I actually really love your music. I checked out some of the songs that you actually sent to us, and I really love your music.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So, Josh, what do you feel are the challenges that you face as an artist compared to other artists of different genres in the music industry?
Really, I don't go out there and try to battle anybody or try to be better than anybody. I just do what I do, and I love to do what I do. You know, music is everything to me, and to put a smile on somebody's face makes my day, and, you know, I love to do it, so really there isn't any challenge, you know, to answer your question.
Sounds awesome. You sound very peaceful.
I am. I'm a very humble guy.
That is really cool. So, Josh, I know, like I said earlier, that you do have a lot of music that you have available for people to listen to, actually, not only on postproductions.com, but you also have music. I've searched your name on Google, and you have a lot of pop-ups, so you have a lot of great music going on with you. So is there anything new, like any new projects or new music you're working on that we can look forward to?
Oh, absolutely. There's always new music that I'm working on, and I'm always excited to get out there. But since the fact that I just got on my feet recently, now I'm going to have some like recording stuff available for me to do a little bit something, you know, more intricate and detailed and stuff. So where it's not just me and my guitar and my phone pushing record, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, I do apologize about the quality of some of my songs, but I'm only doing what I can do with what I got.
That's right. That's all you can do, and that's fine. And I'm glad that you still try, though, because some people just give up. You know, just feel like they don't have enough of the means, so they just give up and don't want to do it anymore. But I'm glad that you actually stick to your career, because it's more than just, you know, a hobby. It becomes a career, and it's much work that you put into it. So I'm really glad that you stick into it as well.
You know, absolutely. And you can't only, like, focus on, oh, I got to make money, and I got to, you know, I mean, it's
right.
Just all about having fun, and it's, you know, it's all about your music. You can't lose sight of why you started it and what you're doing. I mean, that's just plain and simple. If you can keep that attitude and your love and your spirit for what you're doing, then you'll go as far as it'll let you. You know what I mean?
For sure. For sure. And Josh, also, I know nowadays that it gets pretty hard to be an artist and to also learn how to promote yourself as well and branding yourself. So what piece of advice would you be able to give an aspiring artist of today?
Just go ahead and try to get yourself out there on like Reverb Nation and Pose and things like that. You know, these websites that help you promote your music. You know, try to go out to do gigs and just go out there and help. I go downtown sometimes and just bring my guitar and I just go down and play for everybody, or, you know, go up to Boulder and play for everybody and just have a little bit of fun. Just, you know, don't be scared or nervous to go out, because, you know, put yourself out there and play, because everybody loves it and it's good for everybody. So and by the way, Vanessa, I absolutely appreciate everything you've been doing for me. Much love for you.
Oh, you are very welcome, Josh. You truly deserve it. You're actually one of the artists I see that, like I said before, very humble, very down-to-earth kind of person. I'm actually glad I'm actually able to give a lending hand to actually promote you and actually help you out as well. Because, you know, I see that you show so much love to Pose and to our community and our family there as well. So I'm really glad I'm able to help you.
Absolutely. You're a godsend. Much love.
Thank you. So, Josh, thank you so much. I appreciate that you're doing this interview with me, and I know as an artist that you have so much that you're working on, and I'm glad that you're still working on your new music as well. Much coming up, and I can't wait to hear it. So Josh, is there anything you'd like to say before you go to your fans?
I just want to tell the world, you know what, hey, it could be worse. You know, keep a smile on your face no matter what. You know, help out people whenever you can, and just be you. Don't lose sight of who you are and what you're doing.
That is awesome. That is so beautiful. Thank you so much, Josh. You guys, this has been VIP Josh Wood from Denver, Colorado, and you can find out more about him by visiting postproductions.com. Josh, thanks so much for calling in. I appreciate doing this interview with you. I hope you have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.